God has given us command power. Somebody say command power. All right, Mark 11, 23. Praise the Lord. Mark 11, 23. Let's pick it up right there. Mark 11, 23, when you got it, say got it. All right, I'm going to go to verse 22. And then Jesus answered and saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he what saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall what? Have them. Now, in this part of scripture, what we're talking about is we're really looking at verse 23, when it says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Somebody say, unto this mountain. Now, we got to understand that we're not called to talk about it. We are called to talk to it. You got it? So we shouldn't be on the phone talking about our situations. We shouldn't be on the phone talking about our circumstances. What we should be doing is we should be talking to our circumstances. You got it? Whatever shows up in your life, whatever a mountain, what is a mountain? A mountain is something that is trying to impede my forward progress. You got it? It's in my way. It's trying to stop me. So now what I got to do is I got to speak to that problem. I got to speak to that circumstance. I got to speak to that situation. And I got to say, get up out of my way. And you got it? And I got to mean it. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that if I believe that in my heart, you got it, then it's going to have to obey me. It's going to have to get up and what? Move. But I can't sit around and talk about it. You got it? And believers have spent too much time talking about it. Have you ever met somebody and they always talking about what they gonna do? Yeah. And you sit there and you say, well, when you gonna do what you always talking about, what you going? See, we gotta stop talking about it. And we was in the street, we say, stop talking about it and be about it. Yeah. You got it? So what you gotta do is you got to start talking to your situations. You gotta start talking to your circumstances. Now go to Luke 17. Luke 17, 5. Luke 17 and 5. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have been given command power. Got it? Command power. Now, and sometimes you just got to, you know, you just, man, especially with the enemy, man, you just got to, you got to square your shoulders and bow your neck. So I ain't going nowhere. All right? Now, Luke 17, verse 5. Luke 17. Yeah. Verse 5. And it says, and the apostles, Luke 17, verse 5, it says, and the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, watch this, you might say what? Unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it what? Should what? Obey you. Now he says, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you can tell something. You can speak to something. And what you say to it, it's going to have to what? Obey you. It's got to obey you. You got it? But you got to, now I talked about it a little bit on Sunday. You got to believe what you say. Amen. And a lot of, Jesus, glory be to God. A lot of folk don't believe what they say. You got it? But he said, if you had the faith of a what? Mustard seed. You got it? And listen, and let me tell you today, you got the faith of a mustard seed. You just got to start speaking to some stuff, expecting it to what? Obey. Expecting it to what? Obey you. Now go to John. Go to John 6. John 6. So, in other words, if you will begin to talk, it will obey you. Now, I must understand that when I begin to talk, more than just sound is released out of my mouth. You got it? More than just sound is released out of my mouth. When I begin to talk, more than just sound is released out of my mouth. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. John 6, 63. You got it? Say got it. All right, let me get there. John 6, 63. And it says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Watch this. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. He says they are spirit and they are what? Life. So Jesus says, watch this, these words that I'm saying to you, this is not just sound. You got it? This is not just something that's void of power. These words that I am speaking to you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. See, when I speak, there is more than just words being released. I am releasing spirit, life, power. Now, I know a whole lot of people, well, yeah, pastor, yeah. Spirit, life, power. Now, to understand the magnitude of this, you must understand that everything, even you, you got it, is sustained by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. If your spirit was to exit your body right now, your natural body will die. You got it? So now when I tell you that your words have spirit, life, power, that means that your words can govern the things that you see in the natural. So I got to understand that when I speak, it's not just sound, it's not just words, but I am releasing spirit, life, power, watch this, that has the backing to move any natural thing that's in my way. Praise the Lord. Boy, y'all excited this evening. Glory be to God. Somebody say intentional faith. You got it? So I got to understand, when I begin to release words out of my mouth, I'm either releasing spiritual life or spiritual death. You got it? I'm either releasing spiritual life or spiritual death. We looked at Proverbs 18 and 21, and what did that say Sunday? The power of life and death lies in the what? We got to work on this mic. It sounds like I'm in a hole. You got it? So, maybe I can get through tonight, but we'll work on it tonight after service. So I got to understand when I speak, you got it? When I say things out of a believing heart, you got it, I'm either releasing spiritual life or spiritual death. So that means I must be very careful of the words that I release out of my mouth, especially that I believe. You got it? Because I'm either releasing power that's going to bring life, or I'm releasing power that's going to bring what? Death. You got it? And we talked about in this series that what we're calling this is this attribute is intentional faith. So I'm going to be very intentional about what I'm letting come out of my mouth. I'm not going to be believing God for money and talking about how broke I am. You got it? Because now I got to be very intentional of what I'm saying. I don't care if I go to my bank account, put my card in there, and it say overdrawn. I'm not going to let my mouth line up with what I just experienced. I'm going to say the blessings of the Lord making me rich and add no sorrow. I speak to you now, bank account, in the name of Jesus. And I call money to you from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. And then the devil say, well, how that's going to happen? I don't have to know. Come on. The Bible says this is how the kingdom of God works. If a man sow a seed, he is to spring up and grow up. He knoweth what? How. So I ain't got to know how. I just got to speak to it. Now, all of this is in line with Mark 11, 23, because if you'll go up to pre-text before that, this is the encounter where Jesus speaks to the tree, all right, when they was going to the city and says, you know, basically speaks death to the tree. And he said it so that they could hear it. And when he said it, did nothing happen. But the Bible says when they came back the next day, the tree that he spoke to was what? Dead. So some things you speak to, you may not see change immediately. Jesus, glory be to God. You got to catch it. See, that's what messes you up. You will speak and you don't see nothing, so then you will doubt whether or not something has happened. When you understand that my words have spiritual power, I may speak to the spirit and kill it spiritually, but it may take time to see natural death. So that's why I got to keep right on confessing. I got to keep on speaking in agreement, you got it, with what I said. Now, so I explained to you all in Romans that we all have the measure of faith. All of us have been dealt the measure of faith. You got it? You've been dealt that measure of faith that you go through. You got it, in order to be saved. So if you're saved in here, you have faith. You got it? You ain't looking to get faith. You have faith because you had to go through faith in order to be what? Saved. That's Ephesians. By grace are you saved through what? Faith. So God dealt me a measure of faith that I went through in order to reach this place called salvation. So the same faith that I use to get saved is the same faith that I use, watch this, to tap any other promise I discover in the Bible. So the thing is that I don't need more faith. I need to learn how to develop and use the faith that I what? Have. Now, we understand, though, that the scripture says that faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by what? So I receive faith by hearing the word of God. But just because you have the remote in your hand, it does not mean the TV coming on. Y'all missed that. You can have the remote in your hand and the TV won't come on. The TV won't come on until you push the button to activate the power so the TV can come on. And a lot of believers, they have faith, but the faith has not been activated. They just walking around with it, but they're not using it for anything. But then they complaining about why the TV ain't on. Praise the Lord. Hunt your neighbor and say, hit the button. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is how we are supposed to transact business in the kingdom of God. You got it? Faith cometh by hearing, but faith is released by the words of my mouth. So I hear the word, but then I speak the word so that faith can be released to impact my natural circumstance. So if your mouth is not lining up with what you say you believe, you have not pushed the button. You got? And this is why you always hear me talking about you will have what you say. You got it? So I must intentionally begin to say some things in my life daily. Praise the Lord. Now go to John 4. Because we have been made in the image of God. You got it? John 4. John 4. My Bible got the pages up. John 4, verse 24. John 4, verse 24. All righty. John 4, verse 24. Now, it's written in red, and it says what? God is a what? And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in what? Truth. So the Bible says that God is a what? Spirit. So now if man is made in the image of God, then that means that man is a what? Spirit. So what I see outwardly is really not the real me. The real me is a spirit that cannot be seen with the natural eye. You got it? This body that I live in is just what is the thing that I need in order to transact business in this three-dimensional world that I live in called Earth. You got it? This is why spirits look for a body. Praise the Lord. It got to have a body. They got to have a body. You can't transact business in the Earth without a what? Body. But it's not the body that contains the power. The spirit is what contains the what? Power. So the Bible says that I'm made in the image of who? God. And God is a what? Spirit. Go to Genesis 1. Genesis 1. Genesis 1. Praise the Lord. Genesis 1, verse 26. And it reads, and it says, and God said, Let us make man in our image. After our what? So he says, let us make man in our what? Image. After our what? Likeness. Now, image means, okay, if God is a spirit, I am a what? Spirit. But likeness means function. So now watch this. So man is made in the image of God. Watch this, which is a what? Spirit. And man is also supposed to function like God. So now we must understand, okay, how does God function? Because now if we're going to know how to function, that means we need to see how what? God functions, and we need to function just like him. Okay, Genesis 1. Genesis 1, praise the Lord. Go. No, before we go there, go to Hebrews 11. Oh, my God. Hebrews 11, verse 3, and then we'll come back to Genesis 1. Hallelujah. You are a speaking spirit. You are a speaking spirit. Man is a spirit that lives inside a body that possesses a soul. The soul contains five components: my mind, my will, my imaginations, my emotions, and my intellect. But man himself is a spirit, but he is a speaking spirit. All right? Now, watch this. Hebrews 11, verse 3, very common passage of scripture. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, watch this, by what? By the what? So the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do what? Appear. You got it? So now we understand that God framed his world with his what? Words. So if God is a spirit, a speaking spirit, and I'm made in his image, and he created his world with his words, then that means I'm supposed to function like him because I'm in his likeness. So that means now I create my world with what? My words. Ah, Jesus. People don't believe this. People don't believe this. You can change your world with your mouth. Go to Genesis 1. Genesis 1, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look at a different aspect of this today. Huh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Genesis 1. Okay. Now, understand, God is a spirit. We made in him. We made in his image. You got it. So we're a spirit. But God is a speaking spirit that framed his world with his what? Words. Now, but what God did not do, what God does not do, is God never sees a problem and let his words line up with what he sees. He let his words line up with what he want to see. So in the midst, y'all can catch this. In the midst of me experiencing a whole lot of stuff that I don't like, I cannot speak in agreement with what I'm experiencing. I must train myself to speak in agreement with what I want to experience. Listen, even in the midst of me experiencing it. I know that this is a teachable moment. This is why I'm trying to be slow. Because listen, you have to do this. You have to be in the midst of a situation and choose not to speak in agreement with what you're going through. Why? Because that's not what God does. You got it? So now, watch this. If you're experiencing poverty, you dare not let your mouth line up with what you're experiencing. If you're experiencing sickness and disease, you dare not let your mouth line up with the sickness or the what? Disease. Now watch this. You experiencing it. It's right before you. And this is where people miss it with faith. You got it? Because we are so trained to speak in agreement with what we're experiencing. But that is not how we're supposed to function, because that's not how God functions. Praise the Lord. Genesis 1, verse 1. Genesis 1, verse 1. It reads, watch this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the what? Earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Watch this. And there was what? Light. In the midst of all this darkness, God did not say, who is dark out there? How great is the darkness? No, he did not say that. Now watch. When you really look at that word darkness, it also has the connotation that means chaos. You got it? So now, in the midst of chaos, watch this, he spoke light. He didn't talk about how bad it was. But we're so conditioned to talk about how bad things are. You got it? You go in the break room for lunch on your job. You take 30 minutes to sit around folk, and the only thing they do is talk about how bad things are. And then you wonder why you can't get promoted. Birds of a feather. You got it? So now what I have to do is, even though I see right before me darkness, I will not let my mouth line up with what I see. In my relationship, my marriage, I can't let my mouth line up with how my spouse acting. I go to the doctor and get a bad report. I can't let my mouth line up with it. I got to choose. Come on, y'all. I got to choose in the midst. Why? Because this is how God has called me to function. That even when I see something, even when I feel it, I experience the hurt, the pain, the frustration. I can't let my mouth line up with it. I got to speak life in the midst of death. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, God, this is how God taught Abraham. You got it? This is how God taught Abraham. This is not nothing new. This is how God taught Abraham. You got it? Abraham's name before he was named Abraham, his name was Abram. You got it? So what God does is God changes the man's name. Now, he didn't change his name just because Abraham sound better. Come on, let's put a H-A-M because it sound better. No, he changed his name from Abram to Abraham because Abraham meant father of many. Now, all of this God did before Abram ever had a child. Now, why did he do this? Because every time somebody asked Abram, who did not have a child, and they asked him what his name was, he would say Abraham. And every time he said Abraham, he was speaking in agreement with what God said and not what he was experiencing. And at Jesus, glory be to God. And every time he spoke it, he got a step closer from having no children to having a multitude. But he had to see, this is what you got to understand, that every time I begin to speak in agreement with what God has said about my life, I get one step closer. Yeah, this is I don't know if y'all seen it, but there's this picture I keep on seeing on Facebook when I go up there to check up on y'all. You got it? Call and do Facebook. I just use this Chris so I can check them on y'all. But anyway, they got this picture and it's these diamonds. And it's this man hammering. And one man, he looked like he could have hit it one more time and he would have reached the diamond. But what he did is he get frustrated and quit and turn around and go all the way. And this is what the enemy does in your life. You will be right at the door of breakthrough and then quit. Because you really don't see what's at the end of that next lick you're getting ready to give. So what I got to do is I got to be committed, even though, watch this, I'm experiencing frustration. It looked like I've been doing this for years. Abram had to call himself Abraham how many years? About 25? 25 years. He had to say what God said before it manifested. So we cannot get frustrated with the process. You got it? No matter what happens, I got to continue to say what God has said. I don't care what I'm feeling. I don't care what I'm experiencing. I don't care what it looks like. You got it? The Bible says, hold fast to the profession of your faith without what? Wavering, because he is faithful that what? Promise. But I have to discipline myself to do this. Praise the Lord. Y'all, make sure y'all get your things today. They in. Bracelets. And only it says it will happen. So every time you start thinking it ain't going to happen, you look down. It will happen. I don't care. I just failed again. It will happen. I don't care. No, this is why it will. You're going to every time. Chris told me that. Said stop taking yours off when you take a shower. Just take a bath in it. Because every time you take it off, then you get to the church and want to know. Just keep it on. The Bible says, bind it before your eyes. Keep it before your frontlets. So that you can remind yourself what God told you is going to what? Happen. But I got to keep saying it. Hunt your neighbor say, you got to keep saying it. Now, go to Psalm 45. Psalm 45. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Psalm 45. Yeah. Psalms 45, verse 1. Psalms 45. I got to use my mouth to create my world. No, I'm going to use my mouth to create my world. If I don't like the world I'm living in, I'm going to write me another world. Come on. No, I'm going to write me another one. Watch this. Psalm 45, watch this, verse 1. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the kings. Watch this. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. So hold on. So I use my tongue, watch this, to write my future. Come on, Jack. That's somebody say this ain't hard. Come on now. Oh, Jesus. You got to respect the process. You got it? Now, if you know you want to go on vacation next year at this time, and vacation is going to cost you $1,200. Nope, it's going to cost you $1,200 to go on vacation. You got it? Then what I need to do now, I got to respect the process. And the process says, watch this, if I will commit to set aside $100 a month for the next 12 months, then I can predict my future. Because in my future is this thing called vacation, because I have respected the what? Process. Now, if you don't respect the process, and you put away the $100 for 5 months, you got $500, and then see you a dress on sale for $455, and go get your dress
and then you short back to $45, and now you start putting up the 100 for the next 5 or 6 months, and then it's time to go on vacation, guess what? That's right. You ain't going. You ain't going. So now, but you're not going because you wouldn't honor or respect the what? Process. You got it? So if I respect the process, I can predict my future. And what I'm telling you tonight, that the Bible says that your tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. So if you will just be consistent in what you say, Jesus, I don't care what somebody else does or don't do. That's the thing I like about God. It don't make no difference what somebody else does or don't do. You got it? Listen, they cannot stop me from walking in this future that I have created with my tongue. Man, this thing is real. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This time, I'm telling you, this thing is real. Now, but one of the hardest things to get people to do is to get people not to let their mouth line up with what they are seeing or experiencing. That's one of the hardest, because when you in the middle of it, you got it. How can I say this? Sometimes it's not what you do in good times. It's what you do in tough times. Because a lot of folk can hold the course as long as things are good. Watch this, and the devil know that. No, but you got to learn how to make tough decisions, watch this, in tough times. So now, watch it. So I'm telling you, what you have to begin to do, that when you reach these seasons where I call times of contradiction. You got it? When your life is lining up, when your life you're living right now is totally contrary to what God showed you. You got it? In those times of contradiction, you got it? You must have the fortitude to continue to speak in agreement with what God says, regardless of what you're experiencing at that moment, understanding that this too shall pass. Now this is where faith get real. Listen, I tell folk, everybody can give when they got plenty of money. Come on, let's see what happens when the money gets short. See, because that's going to be a testament of what you truly believe. No, it's going to be a testament of what you truly believe. So now what the devil knows, okay, you're getting close to breakthrough. So now, come on, let's make some things tough. Because their track record has said, when things got tough, they go back. Have you ever heard, listen, no, because you got to understand, have you ever heard of familiar spirits? They are spirits that have been around. So they know they not only know what you do, but they knew what your grandmama, your granddaddy, he know exactly how folk in your family line respond to difficulty. So they get in your life and start causing this chaos. Why? So that they can get a negative response out of you, knowing that you're going to have what you say. And what we do every time, mouth go right back. The confession get negative, the words get negative, everything gets negative. Everything. And this is what you gotta stop. You gotta make up your mind. I don't care what comes. Listen, I'm gonna create my world with my what? Word. And I will not let a circumstance, a situation, or somebody used by the devil No, used by the devil to get me to hold up my future. I'm done with that. You got it? I'm going to continue to say what God said. Now, last scripture, and we done. Proverbs 6. Oh, Jesus. I know, boy. You're wrong. And see, let me get this little trick. Let me get this little trick that the devil used. This is what he tell you. Well, you need to talk about it to somebody. Now, in your talking to that person, the only thing you talk about is the negative. And you believe what you say. So now the enemy got you hung by the tongue. So I'm sorry, and I'm not saying that you might not need to talk, but let's don't talk about the problem. Come on, let's talk about the solution. Now, so until we get a solution, we just ain't gonna say nothing. Listen, the only fight I got is a faith fight. This is what I got. I got a faith fight right now. And in relationships, somebody got to grow up until the other one does. Okay, watch it. You can be on a ship, you got it, that can stay above water as long, okay. Y'all ever seen them weights that do like this? You got it? Now, you got one person on this side. You got one person on that side. You got it? But as long as the person on this side stays on this side and don't go over to the other side, watch this, the ship can stay above water. But the moment you begin to back up, you got it, you will cause the whole ship to go down. And somebody got to be spiritual. Somebody got to say, I will not go back there. Because I understand with every word that I release out of my mouth, I'm creating my future. Watch this. Proverbs 6. What did I say? Proverbs 6, verse 2. Watch this. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy what? Mouth. So he says, okay. The thing that keep right on catching you ain't other folk. The thing that keep right on catching you is what you keep right on saying out of your mouth that you believe in your heart, because you are a speaking spirit that creates their world with their words. And I got to understand how important this is. Boy, I just feel so bad. You're going to keep feeling so bad. I didn't say you didn't feel bad. But no, you ain't got to, and you ain't got to say all things. You got to say all is well. Come on, that's all you ain't got to say, yeah, no, all is well. But this is like training. It's like anything else. You got to train. I'm closing, guys. It's like anything else, man. You have to train yourself. Paul said, I buffet my body. I bring it in subjection. You got to train your body. You got to train your mouth to speak in agreement with what the Word of God says in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of tough times, and in the midst of situations that I am currently experiencing that do not line up with what I know God has said about my life. And when you get children, it becomes very important. I'm telling you, it becomes very important. It's so easy, boy, to let your mouth line up with how your kid is acting right now. So easy. Got it? If they're being hard-headed, don't call them hard-headed. My children, you are disciples of the Lord. Come on, yeah, come on, you got to find out what God said. You got to find out what the Lord. The Bible says that the seed of the righteous is a blessed seed. You got, even in the midst, every dumb joker, they costing you all kinds of money. I mean, all kinds of crazy. Yeah, I'm serious. You got to continue to say what God has what said. And you never know. God may be teaching you this lesson right now for your child. Because somebody got to be saying something positive. Somebody got to be saying something positive. Praise the Lord. Y'all get anything tonight? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I'm done.